Well, Darrell, we've been watching that wheat market for a long time, and it's been showing some strength since about midsummer. Yesterday, we reached some important marks, did we?
Well, we achieved a new contract high in the, and actually a record high in the Chicago wheat, which is the soft red wheat market, and the Kansas City and a market traded above the $7 mark, with the Minneapolis future almost reaching $7. So these are historical high prices for wheat, Ray.
All related to demand right now, Darrell?
Very much so, but also short crops, too. Main factors which are driving it higher, very strong exports with some of Canada's competitors out of the market, particularly the Ukraine. Problems in Europe this year, of course, with excessive wet weather. Very low stocks in Australia. And quite significantly, yesterday, Stats Can's numbers came out cutting the size of the Canadian wheat crop from 20.3 million metric tons down almost to 500,000 tons from the lowest estimate prior to that report.
So all these factors are pushing our wheat markets and the U.S. wheat markets up substantially, but is there a breaking point here, Darrell?
Well, typically when you reach new contract highs, the market tends to take a rest for a while, Ray, and I was thinking here that at around the $7 mark, which is approaching, which has exceeded actually the highs of 1996, which we spoke about quite frequently on your radio report here, that at this point we'd probably look for some speculative profit-taking. At this stage, doesn't mean that the trend is broken, but this profit taking could take the market down. It's not inconceivable for it to drop 50 to 75 cents a bushel, and still a long term trend to be intact here.
So we're still in a long term upward trend, then, Darrell, but maybe a bit of a correction here.
Yes, and I think the other thing that people need to watch for here is that the spreads between the current crop year and the new crop year, which will be 2008, would expect those spreads to widen. In other words, the values for the crop year coming up after this one to be lower. And we did see that sort of a pattern in 1996, where the new crop values traded at quite sizable discounts, anticipating much higher acreage in the next year.
Is there a saturation point, Darrell, when this wheat market is going to find some resistance to the price increases we've seen?
Well, that's the job of the market, of course, is to get the price to the level where it will ration demand. And so in around the $7 bushel mark, that would be a very sensitive spot for demand to somewhat become curtailed. It's not inconceivable that we could go through it, but I think at this point it might be wise to take advantage of the substantial markup here this past month and get some cash sales done at current values.
In relation to that, the Canadian Wheat Board releasing its latest pool return outlook, and for the first time in the new crop year anyway, the pro is higher than the fixed price contract. For producers watching that, there's some strategies to keep in mind here?
Well, of course, the Wheat Board will like to get that pro up right now in order to give signal to the marketplace that they're going to attract or market product at as good a values as they can. But the pros, of course, are not guarantees. So if we do not exceed the $7 a bushel mark here and move to new high territory, of course, that pro could be adjusted downward. So my feeling is that probably the fixed price contract, even though people that have sold on it earlier in the year may feel that they've been better off not doing that, I think some further sales at this level on a fixed price contract would be warranted.
It's still good levels historically to be selling into here, Darrell?
Yes, Ray. I mean, it's pretty hard to find the absolute high in a market. So when we've got values that are historically high, we only see this once in a while. Good management here would suggest that some of those values get locked in here in the current marketing year. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.